Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Carol Criswell.
I'm sorry, ma'am. It sounds like you're underneath a cover. I can barely hear you. Could you repeat that for me?
Pardon?
It sounds like you're underneath something. I can barely hear you. Could you repeat that for me?
My bank account was charged $56.95.
Do you have me on speakerphone or a Bluetooth?
I have it on speakerphone because I can't hear it otherwise.
Okay, you may have to speak up for me because I can barely hear what you're saying.
All right. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Customer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
How may I help you today?
I want to know why I was charged $56.95. I have no idea what this technical book bag is or even where it came from.
May I please have your first and last name?
Carol is the first name. Criswell is the last name. C-H.
What was the last name?
Criswell, C-H-R-I-S-W-E-L-L.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
1401 Church Parkway, apartment 608, Church, Texas 78154.
One moment. I do see where our tactical bag was purchased. You don't recall purchasing this tactical bag on the 13th of March for $7.95 at the day of purchase? Hello?
$7.95 and I'm charged $56?
Yes, ma'am. Do you recall purchasing a tactical bag on the 13th of March for $7.95 at the day of purchase?
Okay. And then what?
I'm sorry. Do you recall purchasing a tactical bag on the 13th of March for $7.95 at the day of purchase?
Yes, I believe I did. But I don't know.
Okay, so the reason why you were charged those amounts is because in those terms and conditions, it does state all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $67.32 and also $56.95 for a $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store. And that is each month until you call in to get the account canceled out.
Oh, my God. So I've been charged that ever since March?
That is correct. It shows that your account has been canceled out. That prevents any future charges effective immediately.
You just now canceled it?
That is correct. We've received a call on today. We have not received any other calls to get the account canceled.
Well, when I bought it, I didn't understand evidently everything else that went with it, or I would have never got it.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize for the misunderstanding. All of that information is provided within those terms and conditions at the day of purchase.
So there's no way I can get a refund?
What I can do for you today, out of that latest charge of $56.95,
but if I was charged it ever since March. I should get a refund for all of that.
Okay, so if you're wanting a refund for all of these charges, I will have to send your information over to corporate. They will have to see if they're able to issue all of those refunds, and it may take up to 30 days. So I'll go ahead and send your information over to our corporate office. Give me just a moment.
That would be great because I'm 81 years old and I don't have that kind of money to throw around. I guess I didn't ever notice it before.
Give me just a moment. One second, I am notating your account.
I remember buying a small bag for my grandson, but I can't believe it was $120-something. I can believe $7 and something. And I still don't understand all that you told me, other than I've lost a lot of money.
Okay, so I've sent your information over to our corporate office. It may take up to 30 days before they respond back to you. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
How will they contact me?
Via email or via phone.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.